Paramount, a Viacom company. Paramount Pictures presents a D-Line Pictures production. A Stephen Brill film. Without a paddle. Four young boys carry a skull and crossbone flag with Fort Cooper written on it to a treehouse. Seth Green, Matthew Lillard. They saw wood, and one red-headed boy jumps at a rope as the others dangle it from the treehouse. An adult opens a door at night, and the four children, dressed as Ghostbusters, spray them with silly string. Three of them walk through the undergrowth dressed as explorers, and the fourth, looking like a tribesman, attacks them. Dax Shepherd, Ethan Suplee, Abraham Ben-Ruby, Rachel Blanchard, Ray Baker, and Burt Reynolds. The boys sit in their treehouse. Later, they're on bicycles, and a brown-haired boy rides along a ramp to jump a narrow stream. Then he's at graduation. Billy. A blonde-haired boy rides the ramp. Then he's at graduation. Tom. Another brown-haired boy rides fourth. Then he's shown graduating with long hair. Jerry. The red-haired boy, wearing a helmet, puffs on his inhaler before trying the ramp. He's shown at graduation as Dan. Dan falls straight into the water. As graduates.
Hey, Sam. You got it, man.
Have a great trip.
Yeah.
When I'm done with probation, I'm gonna come find you.
I know you will. All right, I'm out of here.
One last thing.
Remember this?
My Indy compass.
In case you get lost.
But you get this.
And you will get lost.
Yeah, I will get lost. It's not the fun.
Thanks, man.
You good?
Take care of those two fools.
Have fun.
I will.
That's your out, boys!
Billy drives off in his car.
Bye, Billy! I wonder where he's gonna end up.
He's gonna do great things.
Don't worry. We're all gonna do great things.
Are you ready for time?
I'm ready for time! Whoa. Let's go! Yeah.
Come on, baby! Whoa.
10 years later.
What? Auntie! What was that?
Shit, I think it's Tony.
Oh, Tony!
Get your clothes on!
What happened to Tony's in China?
Oh, this
huh?
is bad. Get your clothes on!
Oh.
Hey, Tony.
Huh?
You're home early, baby.
Tony.
What the hell's going on here?
Whoa, whoa, Tony. There's enough for me to go around. I'm thinking about a Tom sandwich.
Mm.
Light on the Tom.
Huh? Jerry.
Here has the reworked formula, so I'll pass the ball on to him. You're on.
Everyone looks at Jerry.
Now?
Now.
Right.
Now he's running into the sea with a surfboard and riding a wave. Will I look back and say that I wish I hadn't done what I did? He goes into a house.
Baby, you're home.
They kiss.
How's the surf?
Someone's happy to see me.
Well, why wouldn't they be? Especially tonight.
Wow. Mm. You outdid yourself.
Just seemed like the right night to outdo oneself, so.
A Thursday? Honey, don't you think every night should be special?
Yeah, yes, every night should be special. This is true, but really, specifically, there's always one night a year that just seems right for a celebration of a specific event. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I love Dib.
It's our anniversary, our first date. How many hints do I need to give you? Must be crazy.
A trip, great call. Where are we going?
I won't do it. I won't play the role of nagging girlfriend anymore.
Would nagging wife make you happier?
They both look at each other.
Please tell me that was not you proposing to me.
Jerry and Denise cannot get to the phone right now because we're doing it!
Jerry, it's Mom. If you're there, will you please pick up?
Hey, Mom. I can't really talk right now.
His face drops.
What?
Dan drives sedately into a car park when a pickup truck screeches into his space. He winds down his window.
Excuse me, sir. You're in my spot.
Oh, I don't see your name on it.
Well, actually, yes, my name is on it. See right there, Dr. Mott, that's me. That's my space.
You got me. Mm-hmm. But look at this, pal. Now, your name's not on it.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, you get back. You get back. I'm not afraid to use this.
Dad, don't.
He bends the sign.
Have a good day, Doc.
You too.
Dan sits in his car. And sprays his inhaler at the man through the window.
I'm Dr. Mott.
He inhales from it.
Good morning, Sandy. TGIF.
What's that, Dr. Mott?
Thank goodness it's Friday. Happy Friday. It's the weekend. Hooray.
Right.
TGIF.
That was great.
So smart. Why don't you just ask around, you dumbass?
It's Jerry Conlin. He says it's very important.
Okay. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Long time.
Listen. There was, an accident.
Billy's dead.
You're kidding?
Yeah, he's parasurfing down in Costa Rica.
So the funeral's this weekend. It's in Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm flying out in a couple hours. Can you make it?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Flying over a small town. In the cemetery.
Dano.
Hey.
Hey, Jerry.
How's it going?
Oh, man.
They hug.
Oh, my God, is that Everest?
Yeah. You know Billy. He wasn't afraid of anything.
Huh.
Did it all.
Did you know he ran with the Bulls?
He sent me a postcard from Spain.
Man, he did great things.
He did.
Ay, mi amor.
Oh.
Why did you leave me? Oh, Billy. Oh.
Billy's dead and he's still got a better chance of getting laid than I do.
Leadeth me in paths of righteousness. With his name's sake, I walk through the valley of the shadow.
Calms here.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear you.
Everyone turns as Tom pulls up on a motorbike.
Is this Billy's funeral? Is that the corpse of Billy Newman? Jer, is that you? You with Dan? Where'd you guys park?
Tom!
Okay, sorry. The hell of a fender bender coming in and...
Please.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I made it.
Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations moved and were shaken.
My bad. Missed an exit.
Because he was wrath. We bowed the heavens also and came down. And darkness was under his feet.
Do you notice how many hot chicks were at that funeral?
No kidding. It was like a discotheque with a coffin in the middle.
Wow, look at that.
Oh.
Floyd Cooper, you believe it?
Wow. God, I remember it being taller.
Wow.
They look up at their old treehouse.
There it is.
Place at the top.
Tom runs to the rope. And Jerry follows him.
Dano, come on up, buddy.
Come on, Dano.
You guys are hammered. I'm not climbing up a 20-year-old rope. That's crazy.
Dummy catch. Man, this whole thing seems a little insane for us to be doing, climbing with the possibility of... Whoa!
He falls off the ladder.
You all right, Dano? Come on, Dano, grab it.
Give me the rope. Come on, Dan. Use your tippy toes. There you go.
Cobweb, look out. How small is that door?
Kind of seems about the same, actually.
Oh, I hope I don't fall through the floor of this thing.
Hey, what's up, V.A. Baracus?
To Mr. T, how awesome is that?
You guys, oh my gosh. Look at this.
Hey, that's our old flag.
D.B. Cooper's treasure chest.
Oh, man, wow. Look at that thing.
You remember this?
Of course, yeah. Cooper parachuted out of a plane up north with a bunch of stolen cash. Gosh, we were obsessed with that. Nationwide police hunt. He was never found.
Oh, yeah, we were gonna sneak away, go up the river, a hook fin, Apocalypse Now style, get the loot. I bet we spent half our childhood planning that trip.
That's all Billy ever talked about. Let's open it up.
And we have to break the lock.
Oh, I'll break it.
38-24-36.
How would you know
How
that?
Do you possibly remember that? Miss 1981, Julie McDonald, 38, 24, 36. Unforgettable. Had a passion for cycling, disliked liars.
You're right.
What the?
Do you believe it?
Oh, man, look at that. The oath. We swear that these things will remain in this box until we find D.B. Cooper's treasure. Signed, a bunch of kids.
Remember when we pricked our fingers, took a blood oath? Dan, what's that next to your signature? That's not blood.
It was earwax. I was afraid of needles.
Should we check out the priceless treasures of our youth? C-3PO.
I wonder who put that in.
Let me see that. That's a collectible now.
Yeah, right.
My Brian Bosworth rookie card.
The boss.
Man, I thought he was going to be the greatest ever.
I've been in that box a very long time. Well, you're free now.
And Tom, I believe this is your contribution.
Oh my God. Just my first rubber. Boy. I found this in my dad's pickup right before he went to jail. Oh, I remember he caught me with it. Boy, he smacked me right in the head.
What a charming father and son tale.
He's funny.
Hey, what did Billy put in there?
Yeah, what does he got?
His indie compass. I gave this to him before he took off on his trip. He must have, I don't know, must have put it back.
Look at this, it's one of our mixtapes. Remember we did the DJ intros?
Yeah, let's not Wang Chung tonight. Burn the
howl. You guys, check out this map.
It looks like Billy left us a treasure map.
Oh, look at that.
Not only that.
This map looks new.
He plotted out the whole trip. Billy thought DB landed right here. There's no way he did this as a kid. He must have been adding to the box. Over the years, this is the camping trip he wanted us to take last summer.
I couldn't go. I was detained in Mexico.
And he wouldn't do it unless we were all together.
I swear to God, I think he figured it out. I mean, look at all this research. He reconstructed the jump. He pinpointed DB's landing.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, you guys. We made an oath. It all goes back in the box. It all goes back in the box until we find the treasure. So let's go find it. Let's take Billy's trip. Come on, guys, what do you say?
I say hell yes.
Hell yes, right?
Yeah,
right?
Get a canoe?
Yeah, right? Canoe would be good.
No.
Oh, we're all going. Listen, I want to get a lot of rope, because I always run out of
rope. You guys won't grasp this concept.
How is this the world?
What do you do?
Yeah, I have a ramble now.
I am a doctor now.
I am Dr. Watt now! I have responsibilities.
Your responsibility is to come treasure hunting with us. We're 30. I mean, this might be the last chance we have to do something incredibly stupid together.
I agree.
For Billy, Dano.
Not fair.
I think it's fair. All right. Time to re-up on our oath, boys. Fingers up.
Hey, put that away.
I love the way
Tom.
You work.
And you know who I'm talking to.
There's no way I'm going. No chance. No, you guys. No, hey. Come on,
fingers.
Hey, no. I hate you guys.
Oh, we hate you too, Dr. Clarence Medicine
Hey,
Newman.
Hey, I agreed to come. You said I could drive. We drive by my rules. No kissing me.
I cannot believe that Billy kept the Duke in running shape all these years.
318 V8, man. They're bulletproof.
How about a little Fort Cooper Classic?
This is Rockin' Billy Newman. I'm here with my fellow DJs, Billy. Jazzy Jerry.
Yeah!
Gonzo Tommy.
Yeah!
And Disco Dan. Burr, baby, burr!
And we have a special dedication by Dan's mom entitled, I've Had Sex with Tom.
I totally did that.
They sing as they cruise along the road.
The open road, the tunes, the
tires. Good God, let's pull off memory highway.
What is our all focus on to the break of dawn, COFATOA, and the city that go Long Beach, putting that shit together.
And if it's good enough to take them off a proper chunk, I'll take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this.
I don't even know all these words.
He's a doctor. Doctors study other doctors' work.
You're a secret Dr. Dre fan.
It's like this, like that, like this, like that, and all.
They drive into Cataldo Mills.
Now, this is a metropolis.
This place is very remote.
Yeah, yes. Wish I would have brought my dancing shoes so we can go clubbing.
We should find out where the nearest hospital is.
Stay at the Ritz. This is great. How are you?
They watch children riding a pig across the street.
Where are we?
Corner of Bumfuck, and you got a pretty mouth.
Hey, I'm gonna make a call.
Oh, wait, Jerry, you should use my my new cell phone. It's a satellite phone, so it works everywhere, and it's got a camera, and it's got an address book, and listen, it's even got a personalized ring.
You should be proud of that, Dad. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm gonna go check out the canoe situation.
You want anything?
Good luck. No, I'm good.
Hello?
Denise, what are you doing home? Hey.
Hi. Is everything all right?
You know, as good as it can be.
Where are you?
On the road.
Oh, good. You're on your way home. What time do you get in? I can't wait to see you.
What are you looking at, boy?
Here's the thing. The guys and I, we're going on a treasure hunt. And I know that sounds dumb, but it's something that we have to do for Billy.
That doesn't sound dumb at all. I completely understand.
You do?
Just call me when you get a chance. But I might be out of the house for a bit. Yeah, because my girlfriends and I, we're going to go on a search for the lost city of Atlantis.
Maybe my treasure will help buy your submarine.
Maybe. Maybe it will.
Hold on.
I'm on the little guy's back.
Shut up.
Go, take a picture.
It's good. Hello?
Ooh, ow.
That did not sound like it went well.
Hiya, boys. Nice day. Just, passing through?
No. We're actually from UPS. It's like someone ordered a set of teeth.
I beg your pardon?
Taser guns. I'm dropping them off?
Oh.
Anyways.
So help me out here, boys. Where was it you said you was headed?
Oh, we're just taking a trip. Our old friend Billy, he made this map.
Quiet time. Quiet. We're, just taking a day trip up, Spirit River, Your Honor.
Pretty thick country up there. You make a couple mistakes up there, you gone.
You know what? I think we'll be okay. I was a Boy Scout. Tom, you were a Boy Scout, weren't you?
No, but I ate a brownie once.
You don't want to play on the big river, boys.
Oh, no, we're not. No playing. We're gonna...
I got this. Listen to me. I know a thing or two about rapid riding, because I was a whitewater guide in Northern California, no cap. Here's the thing. I know how to read a river better than you can read a book.
Just a little bit.
All right. So we're gonna get going.
That's
right. Yeah? Thank you, Sheriff.
See you, Ray Bans.
I've been traveling for some time. Back on the road, then following a dirt track along a river that runs turquoise through thick pine trees.
You think we got enough booze, Tom? Oh, maybe you want to hire a bartender to come on the trip with us.
What's a camping trip without beer?
Well, it's still a camping trip, actually, just with less vomiting.
I hear you're a river guide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Class 4, 5?
Uh-huh.
Which is it?
Why don't you try putting those numbers together? That's right. I've shot a class 45, and I've never lost a man.
Lie to me. I don't care. I'm not the one that's going to drown.
All right, fellas. Here we go. Attention. We christen you Duke the Second.
Thanks for breaking glass where my kids play.
Oh.
There's a transmitter in the canoe. That way, if you guys disappear, at least we'll get our boat back.
Hmm? Child's play, guy. We got it.
It's beautiful.
This is the best.
I like it out here.
This is Spirit River.
Get you out of the doctor's office, Dan.
It's good to be outside.
Yeah, get you away from that computer, Jer.
What kind of fish are those? Well,
that's brown trout.
That's big fish.
Brown trout.
Hey, look, a deer.
That's cool.
Wow. Right out there in the open.
They make their way down the river. Tom tickles Dan's neck with a twig. He slaps it away, then sprays some insect repellent, then puts on a hat with protective netting on it.
Oh, great outdoors.
Tom, you guys are spraying me.
Oh, give me a break. I'm writing your name.
Stop that.
Tom splashes Dan.
Hey, hey,
oh, don't. Well, what, are you going to melt?
No, but this water's teeming with microbes.
Stop. There's all my losers in a splash fight!
So this is Spirit River. We take that to Widowmaker Bend. And then we hike the Devil's Staircase, and that should lead us right to the top of Hellfire Ridge.
What's with all these satanic names? Isn't there like a fluffy bunny way?
No, but there's a Shut Up, You Big Baby Ridge.
Okay, just keep your eyes open for our first day's marker.
What's that?
It's a rock formation called Grandpa's Nose.
Grandpa's Nose. Looking for Grandpa's Nose. I think I see it. It's right there.
Good work, Dan.
Prepare to board. I'm gonna drink some beer.
I predict you'll be puking in that river before the end of the night, Tom.
Dry timber. Oh.
Hi there, coal miner's daughter. You want a hand?
Or you can always try these fancy new things called matches.
I saw how to do this on the Discovery Channel, okay? And I'm gonna do it. I got it covered.
Get that oxygen in there. Get that right combination.
Tom takes a swig of spirits, then blows it at Dan.
Stop, drop and roll! Why would you do that? I'm with my face right next to the... Why would you do that?
It's warm.
It's a nice fire.
Hey, we did it. I told you.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to hear this crap?
Please, you like the song just as much as I did.
When we were kids, it didn't matter what the song was. You weren't wrapped up in what was cool and uncool. You just listened to the music. It should be like that now. Just listen to the song, man.
They all sit and listen.
Wow, this song is so uncool.
Well, I like it. It soothes me.
Dan, what is wrong with you?
I'm blessed with good taste. One day, you'll see I've always been correct.
Don't get cocky, 30-year-old Dr. Mott with 46 years of school under his belt.
Excuse me for getting an MD and starting a successful practice.
Well, excuse me, I found a way to make 12 grand a month without having an MD.
Really? How do you do that?
Yeah, what are you running immigrants over the border again, Coyote?
Those guys fell asleep in my truck. I thought I just got shit-faced and bought a bunch of sombreros. I didn't know there were dudes underneath. For real, though? Selling Harleys. It's the greatest gig on the planet.
Congrats, I'm happy for you.
Seriously, though, you guys both sound like you're doing great.
Aren't you?
No, I just don't know if I'm cut out for the whole family, wife, kids thing.
I would kill to have a woman at home willing to have sex with me every night.
And at work, I just sit in my office and I think,
There's gotta be something better out there. You know what I mean?
I thought you liked your job.
I like to surf. Sitting out in the water. Waiting for that perfect wave. And I also like being out here. I like this right now.
First time in months. No worries. No responsibilities. Just living in the moment. Just like Billy did.
Hey, here's the Billy. To our dead friend.
Get him up.
Tom.
Hey, Dano. Whatever happened between you and Cockeyed Katie anyway?
You know, I don't appreciate the name calling. Katie was very attractive. It was a mutual separation.
Yeah, between her eyes.
That girl had not one but two wandering eyes.
Haha.
It was like her eyes were trying to escape from her head.
You know, Tom, I'm sorry she wasn't up to your high standard of woman. No tattoos below the waist, never worked as a carny.
Name one girlfriend of mine who worked as a carny.
JoJo, the one who had her downstairs pierced.
Oh, JoJo. That's one.
How do you know what she did with her downstairs?
She had that website, jojosdownstairs.com.
Oh,
oh, that was a good one.
All right, Dano, let's see you practice for dinner. What is this? Astronaut food?
No, it's a vitamin gel pack. It tastes like watermelon. It's very filling and it preserves well.
It's camping. Leaky.
I'm not an astronaut. I'm an American. And there's fresh salmon in that river for the taking.
What?
I'm eating salmon tonight.
That's a great idea, except we didn't bring any fishing gear.
Don't need any. We'll shine them.
That would kill a fish.
Shine the fish. Old Cherokee trick.
Yeah, I forgot the Cherokee had been using the flashlight for thousands of years.
No, didn't they pioneer the D battery?
All right, suckers. Let's see who's eating salmon tonight and who's eating crow.
Well, why do you have a crow catching trick, too?
Yuck it up, astronauts. They love figure eights.
Hey, $100,000 in my left nut says the only thing you catch out there is a cold.
Got it! Got it! Go, grab it! Oh. What are you doing? Fantastic.
Can you do that again?
You owe me $100,000 and the left nut. Are you gonna catch it when I throw it up?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to use a distinct pattern now. They got used to the figure eight. It's gonna be tough, but I'll focus. Hey! What the hell are you doing? I toss it, you grab it. That's your part of the deal.
A bear's behind him.
What?
He turns round.
What are you doing?
Taking off my shoes.
Why?
Because I run faster with those shoes.
You can't outrun that bear.
I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
Stay calm. It's important that you don't let them smell your fear. Just follow my lead.
What are you going to do?
It's a bear! We're all going to die! Run! It's a bear!
They run, and the bear chases them on all fours. Dan trips. Tom and Jerry go back for him, then stop.
Get up!
Go on!
The bear stands on its hind legs.
Stay calm. Get in the fetal position. It won't bother you if you're in the fetal position.
Dan gets in the fetal position.
Nothing's gonna happen now.
Is he gone? Is he gone?
Abort the fetal position! It's not working!
Run!
The bear goes up to him and sniffs him.
The bear thinks Dan's her cub.
It rolls him onto his back.
What do we do now?
The bear picks Dan up by his shirt and carries him away.
Stay there. Don't make eye contact.
Help me!
Let's go.
This is bad. This is really bad. Do something.
Go first.
No, you go first.
They find Dan lying in a clearing, still in the fetal position.
Hey, where's the bear?
The bear walks back in and drops a dead animal next to Dan.
He's trying to fatten Dan up so they can hibernate together.
The bear pushes it towards him.
Chew it up and eat it.
Dan picks up the mangled corpse and pretends to eat it.
Stop her, Danny.
Dan, you have to eat it.
You have to actually eat it.
Okay.
Bite. Eat it.
Dan reluctantly takes some raw flesh between his teeth and pulls it off the bone. Jerry gags.
It's delicious. Very good, thank you. Is it another one? That was good. That was real good.
Dan joins the others and they leg it to a tree.
Move! Your mom misses you.
She's in my stuff. Hey, that's my phone. She ate my phone. How long do you think she'll keep looking for me?
Hour, hour and a half tops.
Bears have very short attention spans. I know a guy who trains them.
As the bear tramples over their camp, the three guys cling to the branches of the tree. Daytime, and the bear is rolling around beneath them.
What was that? I don't know, but it scared away our friend. Let's get out of here.
What do you think could happen if this thing went off right in the boat? You think we'd die?
I think you'd throw it right now.
What if I toss it to you and then you throw it?
Now what? Throw it!
Cue the insane hillbillies.
What are these freaks doing?
Oh, they're fishing.
Why aren't they using their flashlights, Tom?
See, this is exactly what you hear about when people go into the deep woods in the middle of summertime, aside from getting all sorts of diseases and things that just wind up being the victims of some kind of unexpected man rape.
How you like me now, boy?
I don't like this.
I've been in prison for sure.
She ate everything, including my very expensive cell phone.
All right, let's load up. There's treasure in them hills.
Wait a minute, you're not actually considering continuing, are you?
Why not?
Well, because I got carried away by a bear, and then we spent the night sleeping in a tree.
Well, we got that out of the way. Now we can get back on the river. There comes a time in every cub's life where he needs to strike out and make it on his own.
Fine. But I say we avoid them, and we launch around the bend there, okay?
All right. Emo.
Call this portage. Or portage.
What's the map say, Jerry?
It's a map. It's gonna be good.
Jerry, isn't the river supposed to fork?
No. Just go straight the whole way. Straight shot.
Are you sure?
We are back in business, boys.
They've missed the fork.
All right, let's run it back. Bring the tail out.
It's getting kind of rough, Tom.
Not bad. I've been in much worse.
Really?
Not a good time to read a map, Jerry.
I want to pull over. I need to take some Dramamine.
I got this turn. Work them out, Jerry.
Guys, you gotta pull over.
Woo-hoo! This is exactly what you'd expect. We're doing great.
Tom, guide us to the bank.
Watch the current.
Trees left.
Jerry and Dan get whacked in the face by branches.
No problem, that's typical river behavior.
Rocks!
Tom, you're not guiding us.
Keep going!
I'm not having the fun you promised me!
Just keep rolling!
They battle through white water.
Just follow my lead!
Terrible!
Jason!
Tom?
Yes?
It's getting big!
No problem!
Like, real big!
I'm in over my head!
What? Don't tell me that!
I'm in over my head!
Please, don't tell me that!
Forward! Cover back! Backstroke! Okay, this is somebody!
Come on, Ernie!
The boat rolls over, tipping the three men out. They're carried along by the rushing waters. Jerry strikes out for the boat and manages to haul himself onto it. He spots Dan, who's in trouble. Using the upturned boat as a surfboard, Jerry rides the waves and lassoes Dan. Boat.
We made it!
That's how you go! Down the rapids!
Get up!
They haul themselves into the boat.
I about shit. Did you about shit?
I about shit.
I did shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What oh, shit?
What? What?
Oh!
Oh, oh, shit!
They go over the edge of a waterfall. The boat breaks on impact. The three men have no choice but to swim to the bank.
Tom,
where were you a river guide?
San Dimas.
Raging waters?
Yeah, they had some serious rapids there, man.
What, class toddler?
Hey, I was employee of the month at the Monsoon Lagoon.
I knew you were lying.
Great. Oh, you did.
I knew it.
Well, you're the reason that we had to launch the boat in the wrong part of the river.
I am not the navigator map guy. Okay, Jerry, didn't you see on the map that the river split?
I would have if your friend the big-ass bear didn't eat the map.
Well, I say, Tom, were you really employed month?
No. I lied about that, too.
I must have been crazy. All right, this trip is officially over. This is finished. Let's just go home.
I agree. That's a great decision. All we got to do is jump up over that 100-foot waterfall, swim upstream 20 miles, get the sheriff on the phone. He liked us, I remember. And he'll send out a rescue boat. And
hey, there's a beer in the river.
Cool. Look at this. It's cold.
We are in serious trouble, my friends. All data points to us being, how do you humans say it, completely screwed.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way to say it. I mean, it pretty much sums it up.
I suspect Tom is drunk. I didn't want to say
you
anything
guys,
because
it's such a lie. You're fine. Water. We got the compass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got foolish compass. Look, that's east, west, north. That's south.
That's south. That's
yeah.
south.
That's
south.
Right.
Oh.
What?
Sorry. It only works with a map.
So you're saying you lost the map? You don't have it?
No. I'm saying I forgot to hold on to it while my ass was free-falling over a 100-foot waterfall.
So you don't have it?
Hear that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, that sounds like Creed.
I never thought I'd be happy to hear anything that sounds like Creed.
Light. Oh, thank you, God. Civilization.
Look at that.
They have a fire. You think they're cooking food?
I hope so. I'm starving.
Oh. The men who were dynamiting fish.
I told you to use my butt knife.
How you like me now, fish? You ain't so tough without a head, huh?
What's that? You can't hear me?
That's right, because you don't have ears, because you don't have a head, because I cut it off!
Okay, that's a little weird, right? We should get out of here. Listen, you just try to talk.
Shut it. What the hell was that?
Oh. Is that a gun? It's a gun.
Tom, Dan, and Jerry hide as the two hillbillies, Elwood and Dennis, prowl through their ragtag camp carrying a gun and a rifle. Huh.
Must have been a possum. Bo Weevil.
Guns! Fish heads! It's okay, Daryl. Relax. We'll just lay low and we'll get out of here in a second.
Hey. These guys are pot farmers.
What? How do you know that?
Bales of pot and marijuana plants hanging from the ceiling.
Oh boy. We should go.
Leonard! Skinner, come here!
Elwood throws fish heads to two Rottweilers.
You go spoil them dogs.
Lots of vitamins in these fish heads.
Look at that. Skinner likes fish heads almost as much as you do.
Do you think they saw us? No, I don't.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing?
What? I'll write you a prescription. Let's go.
Come on.
All right.
Tom grabs a bale of pot and is heard by Elwood and Dennis. They see a shadow passing beneath the barn door.
On my go, ready?
Hey, guys, listen, we don't want any trouble. We just got lost on the river, you know? Hey, can we use your phone?
Oh, of course.
Who cares, you know?
The guys take cover as Elwood and Dennis open fire.
Let's go through that.
Where? There's no door!
Yeah. Dan's thrown through the wooden wall.
Come on, Dan.
Good work, buddy.
Dan. Let's go.
Come on, Dan.
As Dan runs away, he sets up a tripwire. Flares go up into the sky, illuminating a massive pot field.
What are the flares?
Great mother of ganja.
Come on! I see him! I got him!
Hey, boys, come back!
Hey, guys, boys!
I just want to talk to you.
There they are!
Right there!
Damn it, you head to the left, I'll cut them off.
Go, go, go! They're shooting! I think I got him, Dennis! They're shooting at us! Run! Come on, Dennis! I'm gonna get him!
The falling flares have set light to the marijuana plants, creating thick clouds of smoke.
Can't see nothing through this smoke!
We're dead!
The guys get the giggles.
They're gonna get the food!
You set the security flares too close, Elwood. The whole damn field's on fire.
Where the hell are the damn dogs? You guys gotta promise me that you'll never tell my patients that I got stoned, because if they find out that I got stoned, then they'll think that I'm a stoner. And next thing you know, that I won't have a license anymore, and they'll take away all my instruments and my coat and my all this, and then I won't have a parking space anymore. I just don't want to lose all my stuff. I lost my legs.
The two dogs are stoned and seeing things in the night sky.
Oh, great, we got us a couple of weed freaks.
What the hell are they looking at?
Get up, you stoner dogs!
Dennis aims a rifle mounted with a laser sight.
I think I see him.
They got laser skulls. Oh, they had you pinned.
Dudes, seriously.
I will give you 4 calls for Denise's hand in marriage.
Give me some of the left, huh?
Dennis aims directly at Dan's forehead. In slow motion, the bullet flies towards its target, but Dan leans back and it passes over him, creating ripples in the air.
Matrix!
Oh, my back!
Cut him off at the river!
Jerry!
Billy! Jesus, Billy! I miss you!
You gonna find DB's treasure?
I'm just trying to make it out of here alive!
Don't give up! Keep looking! Hey, is it cool to be a grown-up?
Not really, my man!
Stop! You're gonna run into...
They run into a stagnant pool.
We can't run him! We gotta hide!
Quickly!
How? Let's get him!
The guys use reeds as breathing tubes.
Man, our whole crop is burning! Those assholes are dead! And the bodies that attached to them are dead too! Dead! D-E-A-D, dead! Assholes! A-S-S-H!
Stop the bellies!
Come on, you dead!
We're gonna get you!
You can only run so far!
An insect crawls into Dan's breathing tube. It scuttles down the length of the reed and is eventually breathed in by Dan, who panics. Air bubbles appear on the water's surface.
Bullfrogs.
I hate bullfrogs, they're nasty.
Don't waste the ammo.
Come on, they must have headed up towards the river.
Elwood and Dennis run off, and Dan surfaces, coughing and spluttering.
It crawled straight in my stomach.
Come on,
I think it laid eggs in my stomach.
The sun rises on a new day.
Do you think they're still following us?
I don't want to stop and find out. Just keep going.
It's not all burnt. I think we're going to be okay.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Damn it! It's all burnt. No, I knew it, Dennis. It's all burnt. Every bit. They burn it.
Oh, yeah.
Leave it.
It's all burnt. The whole damn field is burnt. But we got a bigger problem, Elwood. We got three bona fide yuppies out there, lost somewhere, and we got to track them. And we got to catch them, and we got to kill them.
I think we'd slow down. I haven't heard dogs or guns for hours.
Yeah, you slow down. Get a stick of dynamite up your ass.
Calm down, Daniel. We're going to be all right.
No, we're not, Jerry. We could really die out here. And I can't believe that I would listen to you guys.
Let's go take Billy's trip. Let's find DB's treasure. I'll get a canoe. I'll get some rope. It'll be great. We'll find DB's treasure.
Is he having a panic attack?
That's great. Make jokes. It's a really good idea. Is this living in the moment enough for you, Jerry? Is this the carefree life of no responsibility that you wanted? Is this the great wilderness adventure that you were dreaming of?
How should I be, Dr. Dan? Tell me.
Be afraid.
I am afraid.
Well, then act like it. It is very confusing the people in your life when you don't act the way that you're feeling. And no wonder Denise is fed up with you.
No shame.
Don't you step to me.
Whoa, hey,
take it easy.
Put your hands down.
You take it easy. Mr. Joe Tattoo, Mr. Motorcycle Man, Mr. Super Cool, Mr. Bullet Wound. I'm like, Tom, he got shot.
Oh, cool.
He got shot?
Yeah. Come here.
Oh, you all right?
You could lose a roll of pennies in that thing. Look at how deep it is.
Yeah, it just grazed you, but you're really lucky.
Oh, wow, that's gonna be a great scar.
I'm gonna stitch it up good.
Dennis and Elwood are getting tooled up for their hunting trip. They're packing hunting knives, handguns, rifles, shotguns, grenades, and machine guns.
Lose a cleaver.
A cleaver is my favorite.
It's scary, but ultimately ineffective. Lose it.
Now, Dennis, you don't understand.
Them three boys, get back to town. You're gonna spend the next 40 years in the can getting manhandled. Mm-hmm.
Quit messing around. Lose the cleaver.
I love the cleaver.
Dan's sewing up the wound in Tom's arm.
Hey, Dano. I'm sorry I got you into this. I really am.
Jerry, I wanted to come.
Well, we're getting out of it, I promise. And when we do, someone's buying the first round. Not it. Tom, I think you're buying with all that Harley money. Oh, God, it's making me sick.
I'm sorry. That whole thing was an exaggeration.
What? You don't make that much?
No, I don't sell Harleys. In fact, the only thing I've sold lately is some clothes and CDs. They weren't even mine.
Tom, that's not an exaggeration. That's a lie. You know, you lie a lot.
I know.
What happened?
Well, first it was blackjack. Then the cards went south. So then I started betting football and baseball. I lost everything. What'd I expect? I got no luck, Jerry. I mean, it's like my old man used to say, family curse. If we didn't have bad luck, we wouldn't have luck at all.
You have got to stop blaming your old man.
I'm not blaming anyone.
Yeah, you are. Listen to yourself. The family curse.
Yeah, it's real. No, I'm a great gambler.
I will give you one thing. Your dad was a piece of work. I mean, he had his own things going on. But if he did one thing right, he was not raising a complete idiot. You're not him, Tommy. You're a lot smarter, for one thing. Right, Dano?
Well, I wouldn't say a lot smarter. Tom, you have a lot more going for you than you think you do.
That's easy for you to say, Dano. You're a freaking doctor. I mean, you've got a big old bank account, a ginormous house, big, thick red hair.
You know what? I wouldn't be so jealous of me if I were you. Every day, I develop some new and exciting phobia.
You're exaggerating again.
I'm afraid of the dark, Jerry.
So there's a lot of people that are afraid of the dark.
I know a shitload.
Afraid of small spaces.
Again, not that abnormal.
Cellophane.
Like saran wrap?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're alone on that one.
See, I won't even keep it in the house anymore because I'm afraid that somehow it'll get, like, draped over my head and stick to my mouth and nose and I'll suffocate. How pathetic is that?
Very.
Ow!
Relax, you're almost through. There you go. Hey, would one of you guys grab my phone? My
that's a phone. It's that way. Phone! How'd your phone get all the way up here?
Who cares?
Last thing I remember, it was...
Go! That bear loves you, Dick!
Whiskey Dick is Lightning Company. Come in, Whiskey Dick. We are on the move and loaded for bear. Come back! Why'd you stop?
Right there.
Footprints.
Oh, it's theirs.
It's weird.
Footprints with no people in them. I mean, it's like it's them, but it's not them, you know what I mean?
Rarely. Get on your wheeler.
Hold a second, guys. You know what we should do? Why don't we climb the tree? All right, we'll climb the tree, we'll get a good look at the land. Maybe we'll see a road or a way out of here.
Yeah, I'll go.
Good.
Here, give me a boost.
Oh, hey, Tom, wait, you can use these.
Thanks.
Please, just be careful.
Are you maintaining a safe distance back there?
Yeah, 2-second rule, I know.
You see anything? Hey, guys! This is really cool!
What is he doing up there? Tommy, you see a road? Any signs of life?
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Tommy! Tom, do you see anything or not?
Two gorgeous girls pouring water over each other.
I think I might still be stoned.
The guys approach a treehouse.
Hello! Excuse me, miss! Ladies!
My name is Flower! You may call me Butterfly! And if you're from the logging company, you'll have to speak to our lawyers!
If you look to your left, you can totally see her downstairs.
What? We're not from the logging company.
Peace!
Hey, peace!
Peace!
What's your name?
Jerry Conlin!
And what's your forest name?
Slug! His forest name is Slug!
I gotcha.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, I'm sorry, Slug. We can't abandon our post. Do you understand?
Well, can we come up there then? Please?
Come on up!
So then we run straight into this freezing, like, water pond, and we had to hide underwater, but we used these reeds by the side of the...
Like pussy willow reeds, really? God, it must have been so hard to breathe.
Yeah, it's been quite a trip. Do you guys have a cell phone that we could use?
Sorry, Slug. Cell phones are bad for the environment and people who live in the environment.
You right. Poor boys. You need to get out of those damp, dirty clothes.
Oh, whoa,
here.
Whoa, okay.
Let us wash them for you.
No, I'm
let us nurture you.
Tom whips his kit off.
Boy! Mighty Oak could go for some nurturing.
Stay right there.
Oh, no, that's...
Just relax, Condor.
No, it's okay. Honestly, I'm actually not really into being touched. I'm a doctor. You know, so I usually do the touching. Yeah. Well, I've been told I give a very good calf massage. If you want to roll down those stockings, I could give you one.
Stockings?
Leg warmers?
I'm all natural.
Supernatural.
Uh-huh.
But you guys live up here year-round?
We've been here 287 beautiful days.
Oh. How do you guys get supplies?
When we need supplies, we radio the Earth Child Support Network.
Radio? You guys have a radio?
Yeah, we haven't used it since that last big thunderstorm. Remember that, Flower? Oh my God, that thunderstorm was so spiritual. Earth Child's limbs were just waving, heaving back and forth like she was dancing in the rhythm to the thunder. It was just like, bam, 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 full on tantric orgasm.
So where's this radio? Tree had an orgasm? You don't say.
We danced naked in the storm all night. And then held each other soaking wet until the morning. Rain is like a drug. It just makes you wanna...
What? Makes you wanna what?
Can we please use the radio?
Sure thing, Slug.
Wow. Monkey feet.
Yeah, it's like a second pair of hands.
Hello, anyone out there? My name's Jerry Conlin, and my two friends and I are lost in the woods. Hello?
You gotta say over.
Over.
I read you, son. This is Ranger Station 22. What is your position? Over.
See, he said over.
We are 2 miles east of Harold's Bluff in a giant redwood called Earthchild. Over.
In a tree. We'll find you. We will give assistance and whatnot.
Peace. Over.
You just sit tight. We're coming to get you.
Over and out!
So we ran out of food in Borneo, so we just ended up eating our mosquito netting, just salted it up, and it was good. It was really good.
Oh, messy thing. Let me get that.
Thank you.
Well, there's plenty more grubs here, Condor.
Oh, no, I couldn't. That bark shot right through me. I need to visit the little trees room. Where do you guys do the do?
Top side of the tree.
Got a real kick to it.
Mm. Wow.
Bag it when you're done. Put it in the basket up top. If you bring it in, you take it out.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, we'll do. Do you have any paper?
Oh.
Oh, great. You know, I think I'm gonna wait until we get to the ranger station.
Someone's here. Someone's here. Oh.
Good afternoon, ladies. A nice looking tree. Get to the line, boys. Come on
down.
No, they're not gonna kill Earthchild. They're after us. We gotta get down and we gotta make a run for it, right?
Go to it, Elwood.
We're gonna die up here in this stupid tree.
You know, Condor, even if your bodily death is extraordinarily painful, your soul will live on.
Everything happens for a reason.
Listen up, Carp Chameleons. Nobody's dying. Here's the plan.
Get those boys down, pretty little birdies.
I'm going to rappel down, and then I'm going to secure the rope, and I'm going to distract them, and you two slide down after me, all right?
Okay.
Stop it!
Come down, Elwood!
All right. Good plan, Jerry. One small change. Time to find out whether I have a family curse or not. For me, Jerry. For me?
Can't wait to see you again. Yeah, go, go, go. Give me hell, Tommy.
Oh, this Hellmart's open for business, and I'm slashing prices.
Stop!
Tom slides down on a rope.
We gotta cover him.
I have an idea.
You just set those boys down. There won't be no more trouble for you, Earth Mama.
It's heavier than it looks. Oh, good idea.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Ready?
You got it.
Jerry, Dan, Flower, and Butterfly bombard Dennis and Elwood with bags of poo.
I'm here!
Yeah.
It's 30, Dennis!
2, 3!
Go, go, go. Oh, shit!
Gettle, let's go!
Get away from my tree!
This is wrong! Okay. I can't do this, Jared.
Okay!
Jamming up my gun barrel!
This is not me!
You're a beautiful spirit. Fly free and know that love follows you.
Flower kisses Dan.
Thank you, kind, crazy, hairy lady of my dreams. It's cute.
Get off
my
tree!
Did he hit me? Shoot her again!
That is it!
I don't want to do this, Jerry.
Remember we used to jump off that railroad bridge in Cedar Lake? That was higher than this.
No, I never jumped off of there. You guys always pushed me when I wasn't looking.
Oh, yeah.
Dan slides down the rope Tom has secured to another tree. While Dennis and Elwood are distracted, Tom gets on one of their quad bikes.
Hold on, Dan.
I made it!
What, could I kill your grandma?
Where the hell are you getting all this poo?
Tom drives at Dennis and Elwood.
Get away on my wheeler! Get him, Elwood!
Jerry slides down the rope, descending past the trees, and rolls off at the end. Tom appears on a quad bike.
Come on, let's go! Get on, get on! Move, move! Come on, Jerry!
The three guys race off through the forest, with the hillbillies in hot pursuit.
Get this thing going any faster!
Shoot the white rabbit! What are you doing?
I'm pretending I'm on a speeder bike so I can block out reality. This is my process, leave me alone!
The bike swerves round redwoods in a scene reminiscent of the speeder bike chase in Return of the Jedi. They drive off a cliff face and find themselves falling into the river from a great height for the second time. They bob to the surface.
Damn it, Elwood!
I think I just swallowed my underpants!
Shoot! I can't believe they survived that fall!
Dennis, they're getting away!
No, they're trapped like rats. Only way they can go now is up the mountain. We know right where they're headed. Let's go.
The guys are down to their undies.
Flat tire.
Tom.
Dennis and Elwood are on the prowl.
Get close, Elwood.
Night is falling, and Dan is bringing up the rear of the unhappy hikers.
That is it. I'm out. I've spent the last, 2 hours within sniffing distance of a sweaty ball sack and a sweaty ball sack, and I am out. I'm out.
What does that mean?
I think it means he's out. Like, coming out. Like he's finally admitted he's gay.
You know, I'm just gonna stay here until help comes. I mean, this is serious. I lost my inhaler.
I've known you almost, 25 years now? I've never seen you have even a hint of asthma anything.
That's because I have the inhaler, Jerry!
No, I think Jerry's right. I think this whole thing's just in your head. You just need to take a couple of real deep breaths and you'll get over it.
Oh, okay. Why didn't I think of that? I'll just get over my chronic respiratory illness. I'll just breathe. There you go. I'm over it.
See? That wasn't that hard, was it?
You gotta relax, Dano. All right? There's no time to give up hope. Let's just keep going.
No, actually, Jerry, I'm convinced that this is the perfect time to give up hope. I don't know that there has ever been a better time to give up hope. I mean, look at this. Things are as bad as they could possibly get.
Torrential rain.
I stand corrected!
Elwood opens an umbrella.
No, what are you doing?
It's raining! It's raining! Tom, man, get under here! You're gonna die of pneumonia! No, we will die of hypothermia. Look, our only chance is to huddle together. We gotta huddle our bodies together for warmth.
I, for one, choose death.
Interesting! One minute you mock my sweaty ball sack, and now you want to cuddle with it. You know, the whole huddle up thing is, it's the oldest trick in the book. I've used it. It's just for getting a girl naked.
Worked, though. Every time.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes, baby.
The guys share uncertain looks and slowly begin to shuffle towards one another. As they reluctantly cuddle up, Dan unclips his bum bag and lets it fall to the floor. Tom is lying on his side with his eyes wide open.
This never leaves the cave.
The three men are spooning.
Starting to feel warm.
See?
I told you guys. Let's just try and get some sleep.
Hey, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
How hot were those chicks in the tree?
Mm. They're hairy, but hot.
The rain. Did you see the rhythm of the thunder? Full-on tantric orgasm, are you kidding me? Hey, didn't she kiss you once? Oh my god. They are probably dancing naked right now. Dancing. soaking wet.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey!
Oh! Oh, God, oh. Daniel, how could you?
No, oh, that wasn't me, it was Jerry. Jerry, why would you do that?
I'm so sorry. What happens in the case stays in the case. Oh, my God. That was your... Come back to bed, you guys. I'm freezing.
Not till he puts Jabba back in his hut.
Freeze, perverts!
A bearded mountain man is aiming a shotgun at them.
No, wait. Just please don't shoot us, okay? This isn't what it looks like. If you're gonna rape somebody, rape Dano.
Did I ask you to talk?
No.
Come with me. I'll shoot your testicles off. And stop it. Mind them on my mantelpiece.
That's gonna be an ugly mantelpiece.
Go.
That's it. Come on.
Elwood picks a stick up off the ground and glances around suspiciously before sniffing, then tasting it. Dennis crouches down beside him.
What is it?
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. What the hell are you doing collecting herbs for your goddamn herb garden?
Well, all the twigs are broken. They've been through here.
That they have.
Nice place.
Get along.
Build this yourself?
Open the door.
Okay, I'm going.
That's it.
It's not warm right here.
Inside his dark cabin, the mountain man lights a hurricane lamp, then passes his gun over the three frightened men on his way to start a fire.
I think he's gonna try to cook us.
Where are you going? Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
If you're gonna kill us, just do it already, okay? I am sick of waiting to die.
Okay.
Is that reckless?
Yes.
If I was gonna kill you, I would have done it outside.
Thank you. I agree.
You're very gracious, man.
It's a good one.
With a happy ending.
DB.
What'd you call me?
DB the Maps. You are, aren't you? You're DB Cooper.
No, I ain't DB Cooper. That's ancient history. I tell you what's not ancient history, though. It's three naked deviants on my mountain.
We were searching for DB, and yes, we're naked and we're trespassing, but there's a perfectly good explanation.
First thing, I want you to put some clothes on.
Oh.
And then I'd like to hear this story.
Thank you.
Oh, more of your own.
An actual
made fashion.
I wouldn't mind wearing one of these deer pelts if they're...
I'd get dressed faster if I was you, because I've been alone in this cabin for 30 years.
Oh, God! Okay.
They would have come in here to escape the rain. They laid down right here, Dennis. Right here. Lay down beside me. In order to stalk your prey, you gotta go where they go and do what they do. And then a scuffle broke out. And there were some harsh words exchanged, and they beat that little one until he was limp.
Elwood, I don't even know what happened. I just need to know which way they went. Up mountain. All right, let's get back to the Wheeler. I know a shortcut around Devil's Staircase. We can still beat him to the summit.
And you scared us with your testicle mounting speech.
That just came right off the top of my head.
It was very scary.
It was creepy, too.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one question. Could you really see they're downstairs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You could see everything. It was quite a view.
So, Del, were you DB's partner?
And his best friend, too. We knew each other ever since we were able to piece straight.
So, is he still alive?
Yeah, I don't know. DB had this plan, see? When he jumped out of the airplane, he was going to land 3 degrees northwest of Red Devil Ridge. Then he had a flashlight. It's going to signal me I bind him, and then we're gonna work our way down to Rio.
Oh, I love Rio.
What happened?
It snowed. A blizzard. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't see a hand in front of your face. Hell, I don't know where he landed. I looked for him for months and months. So did the FBI, so did the cops. No BB, nobody.
But you could have left. Why'd you stay up here all these years?
Seemed like a good idea at the time. You know what I mean, kid?
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever spent 30 years in a cabin?
No.
Well, then you don't know what I mean.
I mean, metaphorically, I know what you mean.
Well, metaphorically, have you ever spent 30 years in a cabin?
No.
Well, then think before you talk. Point is, I spent the best years of my life sitting on the porch, playing the harmonica, waiting for something better. And the years have been going by faster and faster, and then all of a sudden, that's an old man.
Well, I bet you can play the shit out of that harmonica.
That I can. Except there's no one around here to play it. Piece of advice. You can lose your money. You can spend all of it. And if you work hard, you get it all back. But if you waste your time, you're never going to get it back. Whatever it is you fellas are looking for, you gotta go out and get it. And you gotta go right now. Not right now, you idiots. Well, you boys get some sleep. In the morning, I'm gonna point you in the right direction. Get you right off this mountain.
It's morning. Jerry is studying the maps on Del's wall. Del wafts a frying pan.
Morning.
Dan sits up before opening his eyes.
Bacon.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Nice t-shirt, JJ.
That's my JJ Walker t-shirt. Dynamite.
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 Dynamite!
That's too big.
Bathroom?
Outside.
Thought so.
Dynamite!
Creeping me out!
Jerry steps outside.
Look at this.
He starts to pee. He searches for the ringing phone and finds it in a pile of feces.
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Hey, there's a bear shit in the woods.
My cell phone, where did you find that?
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Usually.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I gotta make a quick call, all right?
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters?
It's Denise.
Hi, Jerry and Denise are no longer doing it. If you need Denise, call her on her cell.
Jerry sits down in shock.
It's killing time!
Hey, Jerry, get down!
Elwood and Dennis are subjecting the cabin to an unrelenting volley of bullets. Jerry is unable to move, but just stares at the phone, which has a photo of the bear on it. It's shot out of his hand.
Listen up! Don't do north until you get to the top of the ridge. Then you go directly west.
Okay.
Just keep going, you'll come to an old mining trail. Follow that right down to the bottom of the mountain.
All right.
You go right, I go left.
Okay.
I love this part.
Come on.
You see, left and right.
I hate this part.
Have a good life, boys.
Del kicks open the cabin door, and while the three friends run off, he fires bullet after bullet at Dennis and Elwood, who take cover. A bullet hits the tank of their quad bike, and it bursts into flames.
When you peckerwoods get your diapers cleaned, come on back! I'll be waiting.
West is this way.
We're not going west.
Yes, we are. The compass says so.
Oh, well, the compass came out of a cereal box, so why are we running the wrong way?
Iron. What? Iron ore. There's iron in the hills. It's throwing off the magnet.
Tell Mr. Wizard that we're still going the wrong way.
Change Dal's compass. It wouldn't work here. If DB was supposed to land 3 degrees northwest of Devil's Ridge, it would have come off as directly west.
Who cares about DB?
Which means he would have landed somewhere around.
They fall through a hole into a dirt floor.
Oh, my throat, neck, chest.
Guys, I think we found him.
Jesus.
They crawl towards a dusty old skeleton in the corner. There's a parachute silk draped behind it.
This is him. This is D.B. Cooper.
It has to be the parachute and the briefcase.
He must have broke his legs on the landing and then stumbled in this hole.
You poor bastard.
Yeah, Del was looking for him, but it was winter. And the snow must have covered up the top there.
We found him. That's him.
D.B. Cooper.
Who else would it be?
This case is empty. The money's gone.
No, look. Look what he's holding.
He burnt the cash to stay warm.
He traded every dollar for just a few more hours of life.
So much for the treasure.
Now that's it. Being alive, that's the treasure. Here he is, boys. The great D.B. Cooper and his treasure. And we found it, so we get our most valuable possessions back.
Yeah. Ow.
Dan hands Tom back his condom and Jerry his Brian Bosworth rookie card. He gazes at his C-3PO figure. Then Jerry tosses his card down onto DB's skeleton, and the others discard their valuables in the same way.
Time to leave the stuff behind and get the hell home.
Come on, Elwood.
Dennis and Elwood are closing in on them.
Well, boss, what's the plan now?
First, we gotta find a way out of this hellhole, and we make a run for it.
No. No more running. After everything we've been through, Dr. Mott has finally run out of things to be afraid of.
Do you hear that? I'm not scared of you, you Neanderthal dicks! So we got it, all right?
Hey, look, there's light coming from over there.
What is that, okay. Tunnel?
Yeah, maybe it leads out of here.
We're never getting through there, Tom.
No. No, uh-uh, no way.
Well, what happened to the badass over there?
What happened to running out of things to be afraid of?
This
is just a small, dark space. I can't. It's a deal breaker.
This could lead out of here. Dan, you're the only one small enough to go through.
That's what she said. It's a mine shaft. They had to get the ore out somehow. It's our only chance, Dan.
Come on, prairie dog. You can do it.
I don't think that's helping.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Let's get him like this and slide him in.
Dennis and Elwood are running through the forest. Dan's in the tunnel.
Keep going, buddy. Keep going, though. There's gotta be light. You see light?
I don't think I can.
Come on, Dan. Soothing songs from the past.
It's too dark.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to hurt me? Make me cry.
Precious kisses want to burn me.
Lovers never ask you why.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Come on, Dano!
Shh, quiet.
Love me! Lovers never ask you.
The hills are gone gay.
All right.
It's Culture Club. I had a new wave face.
The two hillbillies approach the mine shaft.
Do you really want to
surfaces a few meters from the shaft.
Yes, we really want to hurt you. Yes, we really want to make you cry. Precious kisses, words that burn me. Lovers never ask me. How you like me now?
Well, well, well. We got you, little city boys.
We sure got you.
I think this is just a misunderstanding.
That was quite a run you gave us.
You ain't running nowhere now.
What am I doing?
Game's up.
Hold on, Dennis. I have a wonderful idea. Can I use this, please?
Elwood, that is the best idea you have had ever.
We got you now.
As Elwood prepares to pull the grenade pin, Dan wallops them both with a log and they fall into the shaft.
Ah, how you like me now?
Good work, Dan.
The hillbillies trip Tom and Jerry up, then advance on them. Tom kicks the gun from Elwood's hand, then leaps on Dennis's back. He and Jerry take turns in running past Dennis and punching him. He's disorientated and accidentally lands a punch in Elwood's face.
Oh, Elwood, you all right?
Good one, Jerry, you're awesome!
Stop cheerleading, he didn't help, man!
Right.
Get him, Elwood! Get him out of
here! Hey, there's a grenade up here!
No!
While Jerry shouts at Dennis to stop biting, Tom's got his teeth in Elwood's earlobe. Dan fires off the machine gun. Tom is thrown through a support pillar, and Jerry swings a wooden strut at Dennis, who laughs off the crushing blows. Dan looks around for something useful and picks up a huge rock. Jerry manages to get hold of a handgun and aims it. Dennis makes a grab for it, but Dan's rock knocks it from his hand.
Sheriff! Sheriff! Thank God you're here! My friends are in that hole, and these guys are down there beating them up, and these are their guns, and they got us in this hole.
Having a spot of trouble, are you, city slickers?
Sheriff, I never thought I'd be happy to see you again. Give me that!
Thanks, Bo!
Hey, hey! Fight's over, fellas.
Good work, Dano.
You too, I can't believe we made it.
Not quite. All right, ladies, on your feet. Let's get this over with.
Jesus, Hank. We were scared you was never gonna come.
Oh, I scared you, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you did.
I scared you. It's all about you, isn't
these
it?
These boys have been running all
well, over. It's a damn good thing I got here. You two been shooting up this goddamn mountain for 3 days chasing these jag-offs.
Nice racket, Sheriff. What do you get, cut of the weed profits?
Profits? They work for me, asswipe.
What are you gonna tell our families? I mean, you can't exactly explain this away.
Explaining? We don't have to explain anything. It's just three more city boys got lost on the river, that's all. Hey, I bet they got eaten up by scavengers. It's a terrible shame. Case closed.
Let's shoot him. I want to shoot the little redhead one right there.
Now look, I'm tired of talking. Let's get this done with. Over the edge you go, boys.
Wait!
Shut up!
Wait, Sheriff. Wait.
Okay, Sheriff, I'm going
to
shoot him now.
No. Let's listen to this.
Look, you and I, we're cut from the same cloth. I mean, we're a lot alike, don't you think?
I mean, yeah, sure, I'm better with numbers, and I bathe often. I have a dental plan that allows me to keep all my teeth, unlike yourself.
Jerry's got the grenade.
Yeah?
I learned a little something the last couple days, getting chased by ass face and diction there, and that is, I have two of the best friends anyone could ever ask for. I've got the love of a good woman. I've got a really good life. I mean, I've got an amazing life. And I've decided that my life's worth living. Now you have to decide if your life's worth living too. Because if it is, you put your gun down.
And if we don't?
Bye-bye, boys.
It's go time.
Do this thing.
Put the pin back in the grenade.
That is my grenade, sir.
The plan was for me to sacrifice myself if need be while you two ran for it.
Well, I didn't
That's
know.
My grenade.
I'm not a mind reader,
Jerry.
Jerry drops the grenade. Jerry hurls the grenade in the path of the sheriff and the hillbillies, and they about face and throw themselves to the ground. The grenade explodes, sending Earth flying into the air.
All right, that's it, you're dead!
When all this is over, someone's buying the first round, not it.
Not it.
Enough of this shit, just shoot him.
You think there's beer in heaven? I was thinking more about the bar in town.
The grenade exploded at the base of a tree, which slowly topples over and lands on the sheriff, Dennis and Elwood. Jerry looks at Tom and Dan in amazement, then turns away and holds the compass up.
Let's get off this mountain.
Oh, hell
yeah. Shh. Dennis, Elwood and the sheriff are under arrest.
The finger bullet.
That's right. We did it. How you like me now?
This is the scene here at police headquarters as three local heroes emerge to a cheering crowd. The men accidentally help break off one of the biggest drug rings in state history while hiking in a remote section of the Cascades.
My old man would not believe this.
Billy wouldn't believe it.
Actually, you know what? I think he would.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Look at
this. Del appears in a 70s suit.
Hey,
boys.
Dal!
Shh. No names. Fuzz. Glad I caught you guys before you headed out.
I got something for you.
What's this?
Oh. DB's parachute. You sure?
Damn sure. There's a little something for you rolled up inside there, too.
Thank you.
So where are you headed?
Thought I'd see the world. I might even hit Washington.
Wow. One state over.
Till I do, I'm just telling tall tales. Oh, remember, carry your friends wherever you go.
Close to your heart.
Or on your back. I got DB's bones in my satchel. Thought I'd give him a proper burial. I spent 30 years waiting to have a life.
What the
hell? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
DB didn't burn at all.
He couldn't. It was Del's share.
There's got to be $100,000 in
oh
here.
My God.
We'll split it three ways. One third, one third, one third.
You know what? No, thanks. I'm good.
I'm not good.
You guys split it.
You want to split it? It's 50-50?
Actually, I can't. Because I bet you $100,000 that you couldn't catch a salmon
That's
with
right.
a flashlight, and I lost. Besides, Tom, you got bills to pay. You got a new life to start.
I don't know what to say.
Just say we're square.
No, actually, we're not square. I seem to recall a certain part of that wager being one left nut, and I'm gonna get it. Come on, pleated pants.
Hey,
let's go.
You said, Tom.
Hey,
oh,
no.
Hey, no, you.
Don't make me going through the throat. I'm going through the throat.
You said I could keep it.
No, no, no.
Tom, you said I could keep it. Hey, Jerry, the officer.
This is Jerry, and I can't come to the phone right now because I am busy trying to convince the love of my life to give me another chance. And I will prove to her that I grew up just enough to know that I want the responsibility day in and day out of being there for her in this relationship, which I am hoping will someday become marriage and kids and a long and unbelievably happy life together.
Hi, hon.
Denise turns to see Jerry standing before her. He takes a few steps forward, with tears of happiness in his eyes, then opens a box containing a diamond ring before dropping down onto one knee. She smiles and nods. They hug and he lifts her off her feet. Dan is lying out of breath in bed.
So happy right now.
That was really, really beautiful.
Flower cuddles up to him.
Will you get the light, hon?
Oh, yeah.
You're so good at that now.
They're in the treehouse.
Uh-huh. And then I jumped on the grenade to save my buddies, and boom! Blew my rib cage, all the shit, sent me 156 feet in the air. Then I went back and paid off all my debts in full with DB's money.
Tom's a scoutmaster.
One question.
Hmm?
What's a downstairs?
Tom's lost for words.